Hello and welcome guys to another episode of these bite-sized tutorials for the preparation of the Certified Information System Security Professional Exam. In the previous episode, we had a look at the available control frameworks that you can choose from when establishing the framework of governance for your enterprise. Today, we'll be looking at different compliances. Now, compliance, unlike frameworks, you cannot choose from. If you deal with certain things, then it is mandatory to comply to those compliances. Also, they must be completely 100% present in your framework for governance. So, moving on, there are two categories of compliances. First are legal compliances. These are imposed by the government of US or any other country and are basically considered laws. So, legal compliances equals to laws. Keep that in mind. Let's take some examples and go through them briefly. First, we have Sarbanes-Oxley Act, that is also abbreviated as SOX. This law was enacted by US Congress to ensure that all publicly held companies protect the valuable information assets so they cannot be inappropriately altered or damaged. It requires all these companies to ensure the accuracy of their SEC filing, that is the Securities and Exchange Commission filing. And to achieve that accuracy, the companies need to protect their assets from any unknown unauthorized modifications. Next, we have Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act, GLBA. This law basically deals with the financial institutions and it requires and demands all those financial institutions to protect the personally identifiable information PII of their customers. Then we have Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA. Now, HIPAA is a law enacted by US government to ensure first that all the medical information pertaining to any patient is readily available to all the doctors and nurses so that no matter where the patient turns up, they still can get proper treatment and their medical history is readily available. But as much as we need this information to be accessible and highly portable, we also need to be careful of the protection of this information. We must ensure the protection and privacy of this information as this may contain very sensitive information regarding a patient like their health status, their health insurance policies and things like these, which when gets into wrong hands can result in something dangerous. Thus, HIPAA deals with information assets but regarding medical status of the patients. Now, the second category of compliances is regulatory compliances. These compliances are the ones that are imposed by the industry and are not considered laws. In this, an industry body comes together to form a compliance. For example, the payment card industry, which is an industrial body containing of banks that issue credit cards to the customers, came up with a data security standard, also known as PCI DSS, which say that all the vendors that are accepting payments via credit cards needs to ensure complete protection and privacy of the credit card information as well as any personally identifiable information regarding their customers. If failed to do so, they'll face some serious penalties or even termination of further using credit cards to accept payment, which could mean that you can easily go out of business. So keep in mind that if any of these laws and compliances apply to you, then you need to make sure first, your framework of governance completely describes them, and second, that you are in 100% in compliance with them. Because like I said before, with laws and compliances, it's either you broke the law or you didn't break the law. There is no in between. So with this, we come to an end of this episode. I hope you liked the episode. Do subscribe to my Patreon at a minimal fee of $5 to get access to written lecture notes and to clear any doubts that you may have. Thank you for listening to this podcast and stay tuned for the next episode.